Okay, so I was sitting in Mass today, and when I got to the part of the homily, the gospel and everything, the priest was reading about the reading from Luke today, and it was Luke chapter 14, verses 25 through 33, and something in there really struck me as quite odd. I thought, what in the world? This is the verse, and you can look it up yourself. It is Luke chapter 14, verse 26. It says that Jesus said, "Anyone who comes to me without hating father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, yes, and his own life too, cannot be my disciple." And I thought, are you serious? You mean to tell me that Jesus tells us to hate our father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, yes, and your own life in order to be a disciple of him? I thought, this doesn't make sense because Jesus does not contradict scripture. Jesus does not contradict truth because he is the truth. And part of that truth is the commandment to honor thy father and thy mother. And we are to love each other as we love ourselves. And yet he's saying, hate your father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, and yourself in order to be his disciple. I thought, there is something here we are not getting. And as we know, as I said before in a previous podcast, that the role of linguistics in scripture is very important because the meaning hate in English, as we understand it, is so strong. Hate. How can we hate our father, mother, wife, children, brothers, and sisters? If you'll go back and listen to the podcast that I gave on the role of linguistics in scripture, I talk a lot about the necessity of really studying, if you can, various translations of the Bible, because well, basically because sometimes the meaning gets lost in translation. And I checked various English Bibles, and pretty much, as far as I saw, the word hate is in there. It's a very, very strong word, and I'm very surprised that the translator or translators of the gospel here chose the word hate, because that is absolutely a devastating and horrendous word to use for that translation. So, as I did with the podcast on the role of linguistics in scripture, I looked up the same verse in a Spanish Bible because the one that I have is taken directly from the Latin Vulgate of Saint Jerome. And Spanish is a lot closer to Latin than English is linguistically. Okay, so in the Spanish, it says something a little differently. What it says is, I'm going to say it in Spanish and then I'll explain it. It says, "Si alguno de los que me siguen no aborrece o no ama menos que a mí, a su padre y madre y a la mujer y a los hijos y a los hermanos y hermanas y aun a su vida misma, no puede ser mi discípulo." Okay, so what about the part about hating your father, mother, wife, and children? There's actually a different word used in the Spanish translation in verse 26 there. I'll take the literal translation into English. It says, if any of those that follow me do not admonish or don't love less than me, their father, their mother, and so on and so forth, brothers and sisters, and themselves. What he's saying here is that what Jesus is saying here, according to the Spanish translation, is not that you have to hate your father, mother, and so on and so forth to be a disciple, but it says, uses a different word. It says, whoever basically doesn't love their father, mother, brother, and sister, and so on and so forth, less than they love Jesus, cannot be their disciple. That coincides, in fact, with the first commandment, love God the Father more than anything else in the world. This is the problem with translation. It's a very serious issue, I think, when we're reading the scripture, because, and I even wonder if some of the issues between Protestants and Catholics have to do with errant or erroneous translations and the words used. Because someone could easily look at this and say, well, Jesus is clearly saying to hate your father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, in order to be his disciple. He's contradicting himself from the commandments. It could be very confusing if one doesn't look further into the linguistic history or the etymology of the words used. So, having said that, I thought I would share that because that was confusing to me when I first heard it. And so I thought, well, I wonder what the Spanish says. And I tend to find, being a speaker of Spanish and English, that the English translations of the scriptures are a little bit more ambiguous and a little bit more confusing than the Spanish versions. So, I guess that's the thought of the day. Any thoughts or comments are greatly appreciated, and thank you for listening.